USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Much of the nation is dealing with a massive winter storm that has brought heavy snow, ice, and frigid temperatures to many areas not used to seeing an Arctic blast. More than 150 million Americans are currently under a winter storm warning, stretching from Maine down to southern Texas. More than 4 million people have been left without power, 3 million in Texas alone. In the Great Lakes region, some areas are expecting at least a foot of snow Monday night into Tuesday morning. Forecasters say another storm is expected to bring more snow and ice to the eastern half of the country later this week. And House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is calling for a 9/11-style commission to look into the January 6th riots at the Capitol. In a letter Monday to House Democrats, Pelosi pushed lawmakers to create the panel and to appropriate more funding for Capitol security. Republican lawmakers sent a letter to the Speaker Monday asking what she knew about the Capitol's security protocols before the riots. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Defense officials are working to figure out how much longer National Guard troops will remain in the nation's capital. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
The National Guard could be deployed in Washington, D.C. until the fall. The National Security Council is asking the Defense Department to plan for support after the current deadline of March 12th. Additionally, there is no timeline when the U.S. Capitol fence will come down. Lisa McLean is a Republican from Michigan. She sits on the House Armed Services Committee.
Myself and several of my colleagues have asked Nancy Pelosi for a briefing as to why do we need these troops here. And we have received zero information. Zero. It's amazing to me that she can do this without any disclosure, without any information, and just continue to spend money with no briefing.
The representative speaking there on Fox and Friends.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The United States may be turning the corner when it comes to COVID-19.
For the first time in several months, the United States is averaging fewer than 100,000 new cases of COVID-19 per day. Even with the positive news, health experts are warning that infections still remain high and precautions against the virus should still be taken. Dr. Megan Ranney is an emergency physician at Brown University, and she tells CNN that deaths from the virus remain high, but could fall along with cases if more vaccinations can be administered.
But the thing is, our hospitals are still full of people that were diagnosed over the last 2 months. And as we know, COVID very rarely kills immediately. It lingers, and those deaths continue to occur. So we're going to keep seeing deaths for weeks yet. When will we start to see deaths fall? Probably a month from now, but that's if all goes well. If we can keep those new variants at bay, and of course if we can get vaccinations into arms quick enough to keep the number of new infections low.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The York County Republican Party in Pennsylvania voted to censure Senator Pat Toomey for his vote to convict former President Donald Trump during his second impeachment trial. The committee passing the resolution during a meeting on Saturday. Toomey, for his part, explained that he would vote to convict Trump for allegedly inciting violence on January 6th during the Capitol breach because of all the evidence. Toomey is retiring in 2 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.